Spinning jokes. Here we go now. Send your best efforts to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Someone this week is going to win the coveted WGN Radio John Williams Speed Jokes coffee mug. We're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you for the jokes that came in. Among others, Gary Edelstein sent us some jokes, and Alex in Willowbrook, and Steve in Arizona. Dave Ringenberg wrote, "Good morning, John. I have to share a joke with you. I share many of yours with my family, both here and in California." And Joe Johnson wrote to say, "Hello from Minneapolis. Thanks for the daily dose of laughs and something to share with friends besides COVID. I send your jokes to my son serving in the National Guard in Saudi Arabia." Guy goes to the dermatologist. He's got a skin rash. Doctor says, "You need to take a bath in milk." The guy says, "Pasteurized?" Doctor says, "No, just up to your neck." Oh boy, here's a sign that I'm getting old. "I forgot where I parked my car while shopping online. I've been addicted to cold turkey for years. I keep telling people I'm trying to quit cold turkey, but nobody's taking me seriously."
John, are you addicted to anything?
"Yes, I'm trying to quit cold turkey."
So what are you trying to quit?
Cold turkey.
Quitting cold turkey is not easy.
I know.
What are you trying to quit?
See what I mean? My wife says I have two major faults. She says I don't listen to her and something else. Remember this one? "My wife and kids are threatening to leave me because of my addiction to horse racing." And they're off. And then there was, "My wife is threatening to leave me. She says I'm obsessed with becoming a TV news anchor. I'll have more on this at 5:30. "But now my wife is threatening to leave me because she's obsessed with this. She says I'm obsessed with astronomy." And I'm like, "What planet is she on?" "And now, I can't believe she hasn't left me yet, because she's also going to leave me because she says I'm always using bird puns." And I said, "Hey, toucan play at that game." That's what I told her. That's what I told her. And yet she still lets me come into the door every day. I'm kind of lucky that way. Hey, did you guys know there's a bunch of paternity testing sites now in Indiana? They're called Who's Your Daddy? If Apple started building cars, would they have windows?
Hey, John, have you ever shoot a horse?
No, but once I told the donkey to scram. I went to buy one of those grocery store checkout dividers that separates your stuff from the person behind you, but the cashier kept putting it back. I waited at a coffee shop for my blind date. An attractive woman finally walked in, and I said, "Are you Linda?" And she said, "Are you John?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And then she looked again at me and said, "Well, I'm not Linda." So that kind of hurt my feelings.
I didn't get that one.
You didn't get that one?
No.
You know, we don't explain the jokes. Do we repeat the jokes?
I don't know.
Well, if I'm the only one, forget it. Keep going.
"Vicky, we love you. I waited at a coffee shop for my blind date. An attractive woman walked in. I said, 'Are you Linda?' She said, 'Are you John?' I said, 'Yes, I am.' And she says, 'Well, I'm not Linda.'" Nothing, huh?
No.
Okay.
One more joke. "Why did the lead singer of Styx wash his hands after cleaning his spice rack?"
Andy's got this.
I got it.
Andy, go.
"Because he had too much time on his hands." I've got too much time on
my hands. It's taking away. Andy Major with the score. Too much time on my hands. We'll send you a WGN Radio John Williams Speed Joke coffee mug if you just send us a joke and you're randomly selected at the end of the week. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. And you can share them with your friends. Just go to WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.